Hello and welcome back to, I want to say the Student Special Hour, but that is not what this is. 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm Lucy and I'm here with Tina and Eric. I struggle with that, your name for some reason. And from the Mediation, UBC Mediation Club. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are a slightly last minute addition, but I'm very, very excited to have you.
Happy to
because
be here.
Eric wouldn't answer my Facebook messages.
I got stuff to do.
He's very important. No, it's totally chill. It's exciting to have you guys on. So I barely even know what you guys are all about. I know Eric's talked to me a little bit about it before. So do you want to kind of just let me know, what is the UBC Mediation Club all about?
Well, mediation, to start out, a lot of people don't know, is a form of alternative dispute resolution. That's called ADR sometimes. So mediation just involves when there is a civil dispute, that's what mediation focuses on. It just involves bringing two parties together who have some sort of dispute or conflict. It can happen in any sort of setting, from workplace conflict to sort of neighborly disputes, things like that. Mostly civil disputes. And it involves communication. There's a focus on sort of talking about what went wrong, and it's focused on the two parties instead of the alternative would be going to court or something like that, which usually, well, typically involves a judge where it's like somebody else deciding sort of what happens with your case. So that's the really nice thing about mediation is that it gets into the hands of the people that are really affected by it. So they have the power to sort of decide what will happen, and through that, like, that just happens through compromise and different techniques that we utilize in the club.
Yeah. I would say that through our interactions with the field, we've kind of also understood that mediation hasn't really become that big in Canada yet. And so our first really interaction with it was from a professor from the United States. And he kind of got us into it. And, we were talking about, how come we haven't even heard of this in Canada? And he said that, well, it's really big in the United States right now. It's taken over, I think, 70% of all civil court cases. And yeah, but in Canada, it's really still kind of small. And so one of the objectives of our club is that we want to just tell everyone what this is and kind of introduce it as a field of study, as a field of law. You know, like, we also want to connect a lot of potential law students to this area of research and stuff, so they'd be interested in pursuing it further down the road.
Wow, fantastic. And it's this, you guys go to I want to say clubs, that's not the word I'm thinking of, conferences,
tournaments.
And what does that sort of thing look like? How do you get pitted against someone to mediate something?
A lot of people ask that question because it's how can you fight with someone in a peaceful setting?
Yeah, exactly.
It always requires some clarification. But it just involves the tournament itself focuses on the skills you use. So not necessarily, not at all what the outcome of the case is. So the tournament involves judges that sit in on the mediation session. And they look at they don't focus on the outcome itself. They just focus on how you work as a mediator or how you work as sort of, you take on the role of client or attorney and client. And so they focus on what skills you use, what techniques, how you facilitate conversation, communication, compromise, things like that in the mediation sort of setting. And that's what the tournament focuses on. It's not about the outcome. So it's not who gets the best settlement or something like that. That's always a fun part of the tournament.
The tournament was so much fun. It was half mediation, half drama tournament, just because when you take on that role of lawyer, client, or mediator, you really, really have to act and feel the part of the role. And we had the last time we went to a tournament, we had people crying as clients. We had people getting up and shouting as lawyers, and the mediators just trying to get a very peaceful environment going on. So it was a lot of fun. You really take on the role that you're given, and it lets you kind of think from a lot of different perspectives, not just from a peaceful bringing people together, but also how do you make a forceful argument? How do you kind of make a case against another person? It offers you a lot of different perspectives and skills from a whole round of views.
And that must be interesting. You're trying to literally mediate your friend who's pretending to panic or is pretending to yell at someone. Do you find that, this is sort of just a silly question, but do you find that people make it hard for you to do it, or do they when they're working, say, as a lawyer or something, they won't just give in, right? Mm-hmm. They'll play the game.
I mean, the whole point of going to mediation in the first place is that you both are aware of the fact that there's a reason why you didn't go to court first. You definitely want to have a say in the outcome, and you want to make sure it's some kind of like middle outcome that you're both okay with. So obviously we always say that if mediation doesn't work, then your next choice is court in any case. So the fact that you're just there in itself means that you're willing to make certain levels of compromise. So I guess, like, even when we're, you know, just pretending, taking on roles and stuff, you still kind of have that mindset of, like, at the end of the day, like, we're here to, like, make a compromise. We're here to, like, reach a mutual agreement. Like, we're not going to, like, go to court where it's just going to be some arbitrary decision based on a few other people. Yeah.
And this way, at least, you know, you might get not necessarily everything you want, but you're more likely to get something that you want out of it, right?
Yeah.
Because court often ends up just favoring one side or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So how did you folks get involved individually? What inspired you to sort of...
I got connected through, like, family, like, communication and, like, references and things like that. Like, my mom knows that I'm sort of into law and those kind of topics. Well, at least I was more in first year than I am right now. Mediation doesn't have anything to do with that, but yeah, she introduced me to the subject, and yeah, we got involved. It was like the only time ever we went to Iowa in the United States, because that's where the tournament was held. I don't think there's much else to do in Iowa, but it was it was a great learning experience. And what we found was at the tournament was that so many American universities and colleges were participating in this, like, in the whole tournament, and as well, like, in the larger picture, like, these clubs were coming with, like, huge groups of students from their universities, and we were just
three people
dropped in the water, like, here you go, like, never had done it before. So it was, like, quite the steep learning curve. But what we took from it was that we wanted to sort of share this, like, amazing practice at UBC, just because, yeah, we did our research when we got back, and there's, like, very little, not only in Canada in general, but at the universities especially. So we thought we'd bring it to UBC. Just definitely fun, like, introducing it to people. A lot of people think we're the meditation club.
Meditation.
Yeah.
We've gotten emails from people. They're like, do you want to do a joint event? We can do, like, a meditation. And we're like, that's great. Like, invite us to that, but, like, we're not interested
in doing that event with you.
We should have a motto. Why do we need two meditation clubs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally got that question before.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But it's like we're university students. Like, you can look close enough to the letters to realize that it's a different word.
Yeah, it's like, how do you break it to somebody that you didn't read it right? But we're learning how to deal with it.
And then they come to you with sort of this sense of, like, self-righteousness, where they're like, why do you have two
mediation?
We literally
and
got that question.
They're just expecting us to be like, oh, wait, what? There was another meditation club?
And you're
what?
Like,
shut it down.
Yeah. Totally got people signed up, and then we told them it was a mediation club. They were just like, all right, can we take my name off that list?
Yeah.
It's like,
And, like, the other problem maybe with it is that at face value, people might have no idea what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mediation in its own word, doesn't really have sort of a signifier.
Yeah,
to it
hasn't really settled within, like, the student population as, like, a full definition yet. They're kind of, like, looking, they don't even know what it means, really. They're like, what do you mean? Like, mediate what exactly?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when people do find out, they become much more interested, especially if they're interested in, like, a future in law, or even... Honestly, the reason why I got into mediation in the first place is because I saw such parallels between the mediation field and just, like, everyday applicability. Like, you can apply these skills to everything and anything, like your workplace, like group projects, anything really. And so really, once people understand exactly what it is and what it strives to, like, achieve, people get way more interested in, like, oh, like, this is so cool. Like, and the fact that we, like, actually, like, kind of do this debate thing, like, not debate, but, like, take on a role of some other kind of thing. Like, people get very interested in that as well, because it's, like, fun to do that.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Bit of the seriousness, bit of fun.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating that you say that, because I was brought up in Langley when we have the Community Justice Initiative that works with mediation in prisons. Mm-hmm. So they bring in families from the people who have been harmed. Mm-hmm. So say someone... just to darken things a little bit, someone was murdered, a family member was murdered, and then the person who had done the harm and the family meet together and mediate that issue.
Yeah.
So it's a different side of the mediation
thing.
So when Eric mentioned it to me in, like, second year, first year or something, I was like, oh, mediation. Like, yeah, totally.
Right.
But I know how people have no idea what that even means and like what the sort of steps are to get involved with that.
Yeah, that's like one of our main objectives is to just sort of, apart from teaching people the skills, is just to like spread
introduce
the word.
Yeah.
Like what is mediation as
yeah.
apart from like what you hear in like
yeah.
talk or whatever, like mediating or things like that.
Yeah.
Like and that it's like a formal procedure that happens. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, yeah, I'm going to mediate these two. Like, it's like something
yeah.
you sit down and it's like there's a structure to it.
And that
yeah.
it's a skill that you learn. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
And it is really being systemized these days because if you look at more and more law programs around the world, they're actually including mediation as part of their course studies. And like you have to take a course in mediation as like your requirements and getting your law degree. So like it's interesting to see that like, you know, once you actually get into this at an undergrad level, like it just gives you such an advantage. It gives you such an edge for later on in life. Like no matter like, obviously, particularly if you're going to go into law, but anything else, like you pretty much are required to know these skills.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And like you said, on an interpersonal level, if you're working in an office of any form or you're working in a team, that's our business system
exactly.
now, or that's the work system now, is teams, team building, teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can go in and you're like,
yeah.
no, I'm, you know, I'm one and only, and like bow down to me or whatever.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Like one of the biggest things we took from it is just like applying the skills, like not necessarily in the formal setting, but just like in our everyday, like the like skills, but like also like the way you approach issues just changes completely.
Yeah, because there's certain there's certain skills, there's like a certain language, tone. These are all very specific things that like a mediator would know how to approach like a dispute or argument. Like it's completely different. You don't go in there like a normal tone. You go in with a very gentle, like, okay, let's come, like, kumbaya voice.
No.
So, like, let's all hold hands.
Some elevator music playing
elevator
in the background.
Music.
Kumbaya voice is the best way to explain it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of like clove cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean that's exactly, I think that's such a great skill that you folks can maintain and can get and share with the UBC community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do people get involved with the Mediation Club and what does it mean to be involved?
So we carry out a few events throughout the year. So we carried out we introduced something this semester called the Resolution Series, of which we had the first, I guess, chapter.
Part
in October,
yeah.
It was a successful event. Everything is so blurry
right
team.
Now.
Fact checker. it was a successful event. And we just sort of carried out the similar things that happen in a tournament, where you're given a role, you're given a case. They're the general facts of a case, the secret facts, which sort of you get last minute before...
A little bit of suspense.
Like,
yeah,
just like things that sort of turn the tables a little bit and make like everything a bit more like
it gives
fun,
like,
but also like challenging.
It gives actual like character to the role you're going to be taking on. So like, you know, in secret, Mrs. Doubtfire was actually like doing this and you're like, oh my gosh, like I need
and
to
And you
like,
didn't know.
And you didn't know. And so you like need to like take on that
and,
role
like,
immediately.
Now you know that she's like a little bit guiltier.
Things that change the case from being super like confident in your like verdict to something that like jeopardizes it a little bit. So that's what we did for our first event, and that's our plan for the second event. We usually put it on our Facebook page. What we did for this was we put the general facts, like I think 2 weeks or 1 week before the event, just so people know what's going on with the case, right? Like what's the case? And then at the event, we got the secret facts. So we're going to carry out the similar thing.
Yeah, and everyone just comes in and simulates these different positions. And what I've actually found over like the course of, you know, running this club is that everyone comes in and kind of identifies more so with like one of the roles. So like one person really likes being lawyer, one person really likes being mediator, and that's totally fine. Like my favorite position is lawyer because like you get to really argue something.
Yeah.
And it kind of challenges you in the way that you have to like argue something because you can't just keep using that same point. You have to go through like several different directions. And so a lot of people come in and just like really practice their lawyer skills or like practice their argumental skills, you know? So you can get so much out of this, and it really depends on your preferences and what you would like
Absolutely.
To like challenge yourself with.
And at each event, like this is the part that's important, is that you don't really have to come with any skills or any knowledge or any experience of mediation. We always include some sort of introduction, some sort of like introducing like one or two different techniques that we can like implement into your like practice, and then as well obviously take it outside of the mediation room. But yeah, so it's important that, like, it doesn't matter, like, if you've had experience with mediation or if you just know that what it means or whatever it is, like, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, it's a great opportunity to learn some skills. There's no commitment that you have to, like, sign up for. It's like, if you want to come learn some skills and you find that it's not something for you, that's fine. Or if you want to, like, take part in the club further, we also have options for that as we're, like,
membership,
all...
Membership.
We're all in our, like, upper years at the club, so we're definitely looking for some, like... newer members that are in, like, their first few years of university to take on some leadership roles
right,
in the club.
Yeah.
So if anyone has, like, interest in that, it's, like, definitely a great
opportunity. We're definitely looking for second, third years, like, taking on that are interested in, like, leadership roles, especially for, like, law degrees later. This would, like, add a huge benefit to their...
And because you're leaving this year.
Yes. Please don't remind me.
I saw a friend on Facebook who said... just wondering what to do with the rest of my life. I'm asking for a friend. sounds about right. Of course. So you want to pass on the legacy a little bit. So that's really, really important. So if anyone's listening and wants to do some mediation, not meditation.
We're
I think we cleared that up enough.
We can do some sort of thing after the event. We'll go to yoga.
We can do some stretching after the event, you know, like.
Maybe go to the meditation class.
Get in touch with our inner self.
If you want to do some mediation, keep can get involved
I was just gonna say they can even check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, we have a website.
The
just
best
like type it into Google
through Facebook. I mean, we always post our events through there, post any updates that we're so it's a great way to
probably Facebook is the most updated of all of them.
And it's just the Mediation Club at UBC.
Mediation Club at
we
UBC.
We made it nice and simple.
Very
simple, straightforward.
It does a really nice banner, alternative dispute resolution.
Yes.
You're really hitting it on the
make
money.
Make it clear.
No one is doing any meditation. At University of British Columbia, Vancouver, BC. And there's some nice pictures and stuff too. So if you just want to go look at the mediation club,
definitely.
Just stalk us. Just stalk us on Facebook.
Like our posts. We need some love.
Exactly. I'll do that right now.
Thank you.
I'll just like every single one. Tons of traffic. So that's any last things that you want to talk about? We're just finishing off this hour here.
We're like really looking forward to having some like new people show up at our events. We're always open to sort of new faces, and it's always fun to like introduce somebody to mediation.
Quick addition, but like all our simulation events, they're actually based off of real life cases. So these are cases that I actually have, like, I think they've been to court already or something of the sort. And so like these are things that's actually happened, and like it kind of gives you more of like a real life perspective, like, oh my gosh, someone actually had to deal with this. And they're pretty interesting cases, you know. There's some pretty like controversial, juicy cases as well that we would deal with.
Who has set them up? Who has created these cases?
The professor that we actually got in touch with at first from the United States.
Wow, fantastic. And so you sort of work throughout them to create the program here.
Some of the cases are the ones that we actually did at our tournament that we like took part in 2013. We just alter the like cases a little bit to make them a bit more exciting. Change it up a bit.
And because you're kind of, you've done a bunch of them already, it's also just sort of more for other people to try them out.
It's always interesting to see what other people's, like, sort of verdicts and outcomes are from the same case that we dealt with.
There's never the same outcome for two different simulation events. Like, everyone's always going to have their own take on it and want some other kind of, I don't know, either compensation or middle ground. And everyone has a different interpretation to these things. So it's really, really interesting the range of outcomes we've had with the exact same case. It's very cool how people like take on it.
Absolutely. And the way, and it kind of goes to show sort of how different people have different things to offer in terms of those those types of situations. Well, fantastic.
Sure.
So one last time, I'll reiterate, the Mediation Club at UBC. Find them on Facebook. Eric and Tina are here with me at the studio in CITR. Hit them up. Send them a message. Say
hi. Say what's up.
Come to the events. They're super cool. So even just like go and high five them and they whatever. Hang out. And then the events are accessible for anyone who wants to try it. It's not like no pressure. It's free for like trying it out, just checking it out, seeing what's going on, which is like really important to students that those are free and that they're easy.
And we always have snacks because snacks
are
important.
So
we are a very snack friendly club.
Oh, there we go. Snacks, free, easy, accessible, inclusive, all the favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things. Okay, well, fantastic. So thank you so much for being in the studio.
For
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And now we're just going to have a few few, what am I saying? A few ads, and then we're going to be continuing on. Next up is going to be, as I stall as I'm looking for, oh, right, of course, Permanent Rain Radio, which their regular scheduled programming, two students running the show. So here they're going to be coming up in a minute, but here are some ads in the meantime. Thanks so much for listening.